Powell River Regals traveled to Wyoming for a pair of exhibition games versus Jackson Hole Moose on January 25 and 26. Jackson Hole exacted revenge after dropping both games in Powell River last October, 10-3 and 5-2, by sweeping the latest two games on their home ice. Ethan Schmunk and Mitch Williams scored first-period goals in Game 1 to give the Regals a 2-1 lead after 20 minutes, but the Moose responded with three goals in the second period. Williams added his second of the night to tie the score 3-3 heading into the third period. Regals coach Todd English said his team controlled play from the opening faceoff, but the game turned in favor of the Moose during a Regals power play early in the second period. "We had a commanding start in the first game," said English. "We had numerous chances and carried most of all of the play, but we gave up a shorthanded goal in the second period." Jackson Hole scored three unanswered goals over the final 20 minutes en route to a 6-3 win. "The 6,200 feet above sea level took effect around the middle of the third period," explained English. "We gave up a power play goal and couldn't recover. They sealed the win with an empty netter." The home team had the better start the next night, outscoring the Regals 2-0 in the first period. Both teams found the back of the net twice in period two. Bryson Ciccone and Schmunk provided the offense for the Regals. Jackson Hole built on the 4-2 lead in the third period with a trio of goals, while Schmunk and Jack Long replied for the Regals to make the final 7-4. English said goaltender Dieter McIntosh had a great weekend. "The rookie made the saves we needed and gave us an opportunity to win," added English, who also praised the performance of Schmunk, Williams and Trevor Burnett. "That forward line accounted for 4 of the 7 goals we scored." The coach was encouraged with the team's power play unit over the two games. "We scored 4 power play goals, which is key moving into our playdowns," he said. "Schmunk had 3 goals and has fit well into the power play group." Regals return to action this weekend, February 1, in Nanaimo for Game 2 of the McCallum Cup Series. Powell River hosted Game 1 of the 3-team tournament to determine the West Coast Senior Hockey Championship on January 11 and skated to a 10-6 win over Lake Cowichan Apollos. Game 3, Lake Cowichan at Nanaimo, takes place February 9. Regals visit Lake Cowichan on February 15 for Game 4, and host Nanaimo in Game 5 on February 22. The 6th and final game of the series features the Apollos and Steelmen in Lake Cowichan on February 28. 2 points are awarded for a win in the playoff series, 1 point for an overtime loss and 1 point in the case of a tie, no shootouts. The team with the most points after Game 6 will be awarded the McCallum Cup. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.